You have a personal board of directors.
Yes.
I don't, but it's a good idea. What is a personal board of directors? Who's on yours? What function does it serve? How long have you had it? Should everybody in the room have their own personal board of directors?
Going back to the idea of knowing your own three circles and then designing the entrepreneurial path is to design a life that perfectly fits with your understanding of those three circles. And if you view that entrepreneurship is a life activity, then as good entrepreneurs have for their companies a strong board, in a life you should also have a strong board of directors. And the only difference is that for whatever reason, they kind of stumbled on the idea of formalizing it and actually having a personal board of directors. These are the people who are sort of like a tribal elders, council of people that you can turn to for guidance and input and wisdom, and they're also people that you would feel terrible to let down. And you use them either actively at pivotal points in your life, like when I was leaving Stanford. I relied heavily on my personal board. Should I do this? What guidance would you give? And they helped me get the confidence to say, Jim, if you don't do it, you're going to be hypocritical with your own teachings. And that was what my board really pushed me to do. Now, on my board, I've got some people who are just very, very close to me. My wife is on my personal board. We've been married for 20 years, and, I mean, she's sort of chairman of the board. And But John Gardner, the former Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare at the Johnson administration, is on my board, and he's the one that always reminds me. He found a common cause, and you know, that wonderful adage, don't try to be an interesting person, be an interested person. And every one of the members of my board, they're usually past teachers.